You know, Bruce, I'm guessing Neil McCoy travels a lot through lots of airports. I wonder if he learned CPR at any of them.
I don't know. If everything's working out all right, I must have Danielle DeVito on the line. Danielle, are you there?
Oh, hi, Bruce.
You're a paramedic. You're also American Heart Association volunteer. And now these kiosks that the American Heart Association and Anthem Foundation have introduced, they even have them at Cleveland Hopkins Airport. What's the purpose of these kiosks? How do they work?
I'm glad that you asked, and good morning to you and your listeners. The kiosks are funded by Anthem and American Heart Association, and what we're celebrating, and we're incredibly proud, is that these kiosks have hit 100,000 people trained. So we've trained 100,000 people on these hands-only CPR training kiosks. You'll see them in your local area at the Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, and it's really simple. While you're at the airport, you walk up to the hands-only CPR kiosk. It's interactive, and there's about three different components to it. The first is an instructional video, and it shows you what to do. The second, there's actually a rubber torso that's at the base of the kiosk, and then you go ahead and put your hands in the center of the chest, and then you do a practice session, and then you take a quick test. It takes less than 5 minutes.
This is a way for people to get, I guess, a little confidence to know that they have the proper technique. And talk about the importance of this hands-only CPR, how it works, and how it's changed of what we recommend people do.
According to the American Heart Association, each year more than 360,000 people suffer cardiac arrest outside of the hospital. 70% of those happen at home. Bystander CPR is critical. We have people doing bystander CPR. They see someone go into cardiac arrest. We have to have them perform hands-only CPR. An adult or teen collapses right in front of you. Two steps. You call 911, and then you put your hands in the center of the chest, and you begin compressions.
Danielle, do you see these kiosks expanding outside of airports, other public places maybe?
I have a huge vision, and I would love to see them everywhere. And your viewers, what they can do, if they want to see them at a specific place, I know you guys have it at the Cleveland Hopkins, and that's funded by Anthem. Anthem is doing actually a poll. So if your listeners want to say, hey, I want this to be at the school, or I want this to be at another airport or the corporate office, they can definitely go online to Twitter and weigh in where they want to have the next kiosk. They can go to Twitter, and the handle is at AnthemFDN, and so that's AnthemFDN, and they can go to the poll and tell us where they want to see the hands-only CPR kiosk.
We're talking today with Danielle DeVito, paramedic and American Heart Association volunteer, about these hands-only CPR training kiosks. It's kind of an interesting way to take technology, and I've been through some training courses where, you know, Red Cross or some organization, Heart Association, comes in, they'll bring a dummy, you kind of watch it, but this lets you kind of sort of do it on your own time, and as you said, even when people have time on their hands, it's a good opportunity to just sort of learn a new skill.
It is. It's a great way to learn a new skill while you're at the airport, you're waiting for food, you have layover, you're walking past, like, hey, you know what, this is something that I want to do, and a quick story. We've had some stories that people have actually been saved. So there's a few different kiosks that have been around, and there was a young man, he's a college student, and he actually was practicing on the kiosk. 2 days later, his classmate went into cardiac arrest. He knew how to do CPR because he actually practiced 2 days before in an airport with the hands-only CPR training kiosk.
And how long does this whole process take if I went up to the kiosk?
If you went up to the kiosk, the entire session takes less than 5 minutes. That's including the instructional video. That's including the practice as well as the test. But you can get through it and skip through a couple of parts and do it maybe in 2 minutes.
And it just gives you some new information or updated information. Many people would do the compressions and the breath and that sort of thing, but this is shifting a little bit to doing the hands-only CPR. If people, again, want to find out more about these kiosks or even just about maybe learning that hands-only CPR, where's a good place to get some details on that?
heart.org/hands-only-CPR. They can find the location of the kiosk and then find out more information about hands-only CPR. And I also want to make sure that your viewers know that hands-only CPR is for an adult or teen that collapses suddenly, but you still have to do breaths for an infant or a child, or if you take a conventional class where your healthcare providers, they're going to be giving breaths. So breaths are important, too. However, if you see a teen or adult collapse, we need to do bystander CPR right away.
Sounds great. We appreciate your time this morning, Danielle, and we hope people get trained in CPR and allowed to be there in case somebody needs their help in the future. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, and you have a great day.